Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The Trump administration has released details of the president's executive order commuting the prison sentence of 2016 Trump campaign aide Roger Stone. NPR's Ryan Lucas says this follows a request for more information from the presiding judge in Stone's criminal case.
U.S. District Court Judge Amy Berman Jackson wants a copy of the executive order that commuted Stone's sentence. She also wants to know whether the commutation covers Stone's prison sentence alone or whether it extends to his 2 years of probation as well. Jackson is the presiding judge in Stone's case. She sentenced him to more than 3 years in prison after he was convicted by a jury in November of lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering. The case against Stone was brought by special counsel Robert Mueller as part of the investigation into Russian election interference. Judge Jackson is giving the government until Tuesday to provide the required information. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
China is accusing the Trump administration of trying to cause problems for Beijing in its relationships with other countries in the region. As NPR's John Ruwitch reports, China's embassy in Washington says the U.S. is attempting to sabotage regional peace over Beijing's claims in the South China Sea.
China's maritime claims in the South China Sea are expansive. In a statement Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called China's claims unlawful. He accused Beijing of bullying to undermine the sovereignty of the other regional countries. The Chinese embassy says China opposes the U.S. statement. It says the United States is not directly involved in South China Sea disputes, but Washington continues to flex its muscles in the region, stir up tension, and incite confrontation. It accuses the U.S. of recklessly infringing on other countries' sea and airspace through freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions faces former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville today in Alabama's Republican Senate primary runoff. Sessions is seeking to return to the seat he held in the Senate for 20 years. He left Capitol Hill to become Attorney General under President Trump. The president is endorsing Tuberville. In Texas, Democrats are choosing a candidate to go up against Republican Senator John Cornyn in November. State Senator Royce West and U.S. Air Force veteran M.J. Hager are competing in a runoff. Texas is among the states seeing spikes in new coronavirus infections. The nation's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he remains optimistic a vaccine or perhaps more than one will be ready in about 6 months.
We're pretty cautiously optimistic that at the end of the year, beginning of this coming 2021, we will have one and maybe more, I hope more than one vaccine that would be available.
Fauci was speaking yesterday with Stanford Medicine. This is NPR News. The state of North Dakota is asking a federal appeals court to block a judge's order to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. The state wants to keep the pipeline operational while the company, Energy Transfer, appeals the shutdown order. Last week, a federal judge ordered the pipeline be shut down by August 5th to allow for an additional environmental assessment. 3 years ago, the pipeline began moving oil from North Dakota through South Dakota and Iowa to a shipping point in Illinois. Washington, D.C.'s NFL team is dropping its nickname, the Redskins. Victoria Chamberlain with member station WAMU reports.
The current name, a derogatory word for Native Americans, has long been controversial, but the decision to finally retire it came after the police killing of George Floyd and a broader national conversation about racial inequality in the United States. Team officials announced in a press release that the name and logo will officially be retired. Owner Dan Snyder will work with the team's coach to develop a new identity for the football team. D.C. Congressional Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton said she welcomes the change.
That name is a racial slur that simply won't be tolerated in a jurisdiction today.
Community members have called for a change for years, but it took action from corporate sponsors to tip the scales. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Chamberlain in Washington.
It's been a down day for stock markets in Asia. They closed lower in Japan, Hong Kong, and China. Analysts say spikes in the coronavirus in the U.S. and elsewhere continue to weigh on investors. Right now, Dow futures are up 104 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.